How's it going, guys? And welcome back to HQI Sports. Back from a very short break that kind of me and Jacob took throughout this past week. We're actually supposed to put out an episode, an NBA weekly recap episode, this past Monday, but we actually experienced some technical difficulties, so the episode was not able to be published. So sorry about that, but we are back full time, getting right back into the thick of things. For this episode in particular, we are only going to be discussing the Dak Prescott contract extension. But there also will be an episode going directly out after this episode goes out because we also do our very first NFL mock draft. So very exciting. I had a lot of fun Jacob recording that one. But the episode, if you combine all of them together, would be, I think, close to 2 hours long. So that was just not going to cut it for me. So we decided to split it between the Dak conversation and then the full first round mock draft. So if you're confused as to why there's two episodes kind of just back to back, that is the reason why. So yeah, for this first episode, it is just talking about Dak Prescott and his 4-year $160 million contract extension. Oh my goodness. So much stuff to talk about that me and Jacob cover on this episode. And without further ado, let's dive straight into this episode.
Damian Williams runs to immortality and will be remembered forever in the Chiefs kingdom.
And once again, welcome back to HQI Sports. I'm your host, Josh Hobbs. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of HQI Sports. I really do appreciate it. Just before, you know, we dive into this Dak Prescott conversation, I want to say very quickly, be sure to go check out HQI Sports on all social media platforms, specifically my Twitter account, which is HQI_sports. The Instagram account is HQI Sports as well. And then also be sure to go follow my personal Instagram account, which is Josh_Hobbs22. And also be sure to go check out HQI Sports on YouTube. Starting to post more clips on there. We'll be doing occasional live streams on there. All great content. I highly recommend that as well. But yeah, I don't want to waste too much time in this intro. Me and Jacob are talking about Dak Prescott. We recorded this episode, or this part of the episode, I think almost right after the news broke, to be honest. So this is kind of just our fresh, you know, reaction. We get into the details a little bit, though. So not just, you know, just completely a reaction episode, if you guys are wondering about that. But yeah, Dak Prescott, contract extension, let's dive straight into it. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to HQI Sports. Welcome back after a little short break here and there. Me and Jacob actually were trying to do an NBA episode about a week ago, but had some technical difficulties, and then I actually kind of decided that it was probably the right time as to just take a very, very short break, because I've been putting out a lot of content before that. But now we are back full time. We are ready to get into all the action today. We are doing more NFL draft content, have done that in quite a bit. We're doing a mock draft right now, but before that, we got to talk about the breaking news that just dropped yesterday. Dak Prescott signed a contract extension back to the Cowboys. 4 years, $160 million, $126 million guaranteed. For the first 3 years, the contract is set to give him $42 million a year. Lots of stuff going on. But first, Jacob, what is just your initial reaction to that insane, you know, development?
So I understand, Josh, that this is a family-friendly podcast, so I'm going to do my best to censor myself. My first thoughts exactly, I believe, were F, F and B, F and S, F.
Can you explain why?
Because I knew exactly what that meant for the rest of the NFC East, the fact that Dak was coming back for 4 years. It's 4 years. Here's the numbers. 4 years. $160 million total. It's $128 million guaranteed and a $66 million signing bonus, which is the most in NFL history, which is one-upping Russell Wilson's signing bonus when he got his contract, which was $65
million. Wow.
Here's what this means. First of all, for the Cowboys, they get their quarterback for the next 4 years. We can finally stop talking about Dak Prescott. We've been talking about him and his contract and his franchise tags for the last 18 months, quite literally. And you know, it's finally over. We can stop talking about it. Thank God. Because as a Giants fan, the last thing I want to be hearing about is Dak Prescott and his contract. So we can finally stop talking about that. And what we can start talking about is this. Dak Prescott currently is getting paid for a lot of money in loose terms. But he's in the ballpark of like top two or top three monetarily wise quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he's behind Patrick Mahomes. He might be in front of Deshaun Watson. He might be behind him. I'm not sure where he lies, but he's being paid right now like a top five quarterback in terms of money. And I'm going to tell you right now, Josh, it is hard for me to put Dak Prescott in a list of top five quarterbacks in the NFC right now.
Right.
I could tell you definitively that Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and there was a fourth. I need to pull up the standings, but I can't tell you definitively that he is a top five quarterback in the NFC,
right?
In the conference by itself.
No.
You could make the argument that he is maybe a better quarterback than, I think, on the fringes. I've got Kyler Murray and Matt Ryan as sort of the maybe. But as it stands, I mean, I would take Russell Wilson over Dak. I would take Tom Brady over Dak. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Dak. I would probably take Matthew Stafford over Dak as well.
Okay.
And that would sort of be my top four. You could make an argument that Matt Ryan or Kyler Murray is five and, you know, the other one is six. You could also make an argument for Dak being in one of those spots. But right now, there is a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott to perform in the next 4 years.
Yep.
Because if he doesn't, this is going to be a failure of a signing for the Cowboys.
Yeah. So basically everything you just said, I mostly agree with, but I'll get to, you know, kind of that topic in a second. Obviously, once you take this contract, there's a lot of expectations that are going to come with it. That's just reality. Like you said, you were talking about, you know, comparing his contract to other quarterbacks. It goes Patrick Mahomes on a per year basis. Patrick Mahomes with $42 million a year, and then there's Dak. That's it. Dak Prescott is now, you know, averaging the second highest amount of salary per year as a quarterback in the NFL. That's insane. That's insane. And I know the quarterback market is obviously just going to keep increasing and increasing. Also, before we get into the whole Dak conversation, this makes Patrick Mahomes just look even more like just a genuine person. Like the fact that he took his contract, like everyone was talking about the $500 million contract, the $500,000 contract. It's really a bargain. Like it's really a bargain giving that Dak Prescott literally 1 year after Mahomes takes his contract has virtually the same amount of money as Mahomes. Like it's crazy on a per year basis, obviously. But obviously, let's go back to Dak. You were talking about comparing him to the NFC quarterbacks, which I think is a relevant conversation. I would agree with both with almost everything you said. I would take Russell Wilson over him. I would take Tom Brady over him. I would definitely take Kyler Murray over him. I think you're way too low on Kyler. I'm obviously blanking on a couple other people, but obviously Dak Prescott is barely a top five quarterback in his own conference. His own conference. It's just, and sure, do you want to lock him up for the future? Fine. If you really believe in Dak, go for it. But when you sign your quarterback to this amount of money, Jacob, the expectation is Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust now every single year. And obviously, this is probably not going to matter. Dak is also coming off a season-ending injury. Like, it's just, I mean, fair play to Dak for getting the money because this has obviously been a story for the last 2 or 3 years. But it's just, as a Cowboys fan, it's just, I don't know how you really feel about this. There's so many different sides to this, you know, this topic.
Here's how I want to look at it. And the only reason, I'll go back to Kyler Murray for just 1 second. The only reason I would make an argument for Kyler Murray over Dak Prescott or vice versa is because Kyler Murray has yet to prove anything to me.
Okay.
As a quarterback, Dak Prescott has gone to the playoffs multiple times. Granted, he hasn't won a playoff. Or maybe he has. But he's you know, He's won the division. He's gone to the playoffs. He is a phenomenal leader inside the locker room and on the field, and that was evident when he was gone. And I think Kyler Murray hasn't shown me enough to make a substantial argument. Kyler Murray's very talented, and he's going to be very talented in a couple years. But as of right now, what he's done right now, it's not enough for me to make a compelling argument. But I want to go to the quarterbacks in the NFC, particularly the other five that I named, which was Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, and Matthew Stafford. Here's the deal. Dak Prescott is 27. I'm going to start with that, and I'm going to say that Dak Prescott, his contract is done in 4 years when he's 31 years old. Tom Brady's 43. Aaron Rodgers is 37. Matt Ryan's 35. Russell Wilson is 32. Matthew Stafford is 33. Most, if not all of these guys, are going to be either out of the league or obsolete by the time Dak Prescott's contract is over.
Okay.
I'm looking particularly at Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Matt Ryan because they are in their either mid to late 30s or in their 40s. They're going to be gone or obsolete. So the expectation for me is not Super Bowl just yet. I think the expectation for me is to get to the Super Bowl for Dak Prescott.
I can't accept that though. I got to cut you off. I can't accept that. Like when you pay, like you can't pay someone $40 million a year or even more than that and say you can't say that getting to the Super Bowl is the expectation. That's not acceptable. Like when you go all in like this. And besides, everyone wants to talk about how the Cowboys have all this offensive talent. And, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, you know, Michael Gallup's a nice piece. You know, they've always have a pretty solid offensive line. You have to produce. It's hard to talk about Super Bowl expectations when you're talking about the Cowboys. But now that this contract is official and happening, I'm sorry, that's the only way I can see this contract being justified.
Here's what I'm going to say to that. I think the expectation is to get out of the NFC first and foremost. Get by those guys that are very good and on their way out. Get by them first, and then we'll talk about him winning a Super Bowl, because I think that's the next step.
Okay.
I'm not putting that out of the question at all. I'm saying get there first, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But we saw with the Falcons, I'll use them as a prime example, but there have been other examples of this, that a top-heavy team, and I say top-heavy meaning they have a very good offense or a very good defense, and they are incredibly lacking in the counterpart. With the Falcons this year, they had a very good offense. I mean, they were scoring 30, 40 points a game, but their defense failed to produce in critical times. And the same can be said about the Cowboys. You mentioned Dak Prescott now has his contract. He's locked up for 4 years. Ezekiel Elliott is locked up. Amari Cooper is locked up. Michael Gallup, you said, is a good piece. CeeDee Lamb has been very good for them. They need to fix the offensive line, but I think there's still reliable parts for them to use there. But if they fail right now to get to the NFC Championship and win the NFC Championship and get to the Super Bowl, it is no longer on Dak Prescott, I believe. I believe it's on the defense, and I believe it's on Jerry Jones at that point. We're going to look at Jerry Jones. We're going to look at Mike McCarthy and how good of a coach he was, and we're going to look at the defense, and we're going to see if they stepped up to the plate. Numbers Dak Prescott put up before he got hurt in his first game against the Giants. He was putting up phenomenal numbers. I think he led the league in passing yards through week 7, and he hadn't played 2 games in a row. He was putting up such great numbers. Okay. It's not his fault, I don't think.
Well, here, okay. Obviously, let me go for a second. So, okay. The stat thing that you literally just talked about, that's a little bit inflated. Those were games where the Cowboys have fallen behind like by I think at least 20 and almost at least two of them, and Dak had to save them against I think terrible defenses. I can't remember the games exactly, but a lot of those stats came in garbage time. That's the main point. And then I think you make a really great point about the defense. Defense got slightly better as the year kind of, you know, dragged on for the Cowboys. But why not spend more money there? Like, seriously, because as much as people want to hate on the Cowboys' offense pieces, which I still don't think are amazing, but I think they're very solid. Why not go out and get an elite pass rusher? Why not go out and get a lockdown corner or try to draft one? I mean, they still could, but I just feel like there's other pieces that the Cowboys are, you know, in more need of. And then to kind of go off, you know, keep talking about the NFC, you know, quarterbacks and all that. I've always kind of said that I've never seen Dak Prescott as a true top 10 quarterback. I think he's borderline, and I definitely don't see him as a top 5 quarterback. And also, I'm going to ask you this one question, Jacob, and just answer for me. Name me one thing that Dak Prescott does on the field that's elite. I just want to hear one thing that Dak Prescott does on the field that's elite.
I could make an argument for leadership.
That would be mine too.
That's not really a football quality.
That would be mine too. That was the only one. That was the only one that first came to my mind. He's not an elite thrower. He's decent in the short ball game, but he's not. I wouldn't say he's top tier. He's definitely not top tier in the deep ball game. He's mobile, but I feel like he's actually not even mobile enough. I mean, it's just, I feel like everything surrounding this conversation the past 3 years, it's just been, you're paying the king's ransom for average play, or slightly above average play, and I don't see it working out. I feel like the expectations now are even more for the Cowboys, and if you know NFL history, you know how the Cowboys perform when they have expectations, and it's not very well.
I think it was Dan Orlovsky that said it best, and I think when he said this, I think in my mind I went, okay, I know better what's going on right now with the Cowboys, or at that point, what's going to happen with the Cowboys. Dan Orlovsky said, I believe it was during either SportsCenter or NFL Live. He said, you cannot pay a good player great player money.
Right. Yeah.
He went on to explain that Dak Prescott is a very good player. He's a good player. He doesn't excel at anything in particular. You mentioned he's very mobile. He can extend a play, sure, but I don't think, like, if you stack him up with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray and Josh Allen, he's not those guys. He's not mobile like they are, but he can extend a play, sure. He can get you a reliable first down or a reliable third down conversion every so often. He's a reliable thrower. That's how I would describe it. I don't think he's an elite thrower. I think he's a reliable thrower. He can get you passes when you need them.
Let me ask you, wait, Jacob.
Dak Prescott.
Let me ask you one more question. Yeah. Kind of going along with that. Sorry to cut you off. I think a key question also when you're asking about, you know, the eliteness of a quarterback is this one particular question. Can a particular quarterback, when everything is going wrong, when they don't have the talent that they have normally, can that quarterback go out and win you a game? Can Jacob Dak Prescott do that? The fact that you even have to think about it is not a good sign.
I cannot definitively tell you yes, because Dak Prescott throughout his career has had weapons to go through. He has had Ezekiel Elliott his entire career. He has had Amari Cooper seemingly his entire year. He has had reliable guys to throw to his entire playing career. So I cannot definitively tell you that if you take all of those guys away, he can still produce. I would still answer that question with a yes, but it would not be definitive because I don't know for sure how well he does without Zeke, without Amari Cooper, without Michael Gallup, without all of the guys that he usually has around him.
Right, and obviously that's not a dig against Dak. He obviously has pretty much no control over who he plays with on a game-to-game basis, It's just a fact, though, that since he has been in the league for 4 or 5 years, he's had a running back that has rushed for the most yards in the NFL since Dak has been in the league. He's had Amari Cooper, who was traded for a first round pick. He's had Michael Gallup, who was great at taking the top. They gave him a first round wide receiver last year. Obviously, he didn't play the whole season. He's always had a decent offensive line. Like, there's been a lot of supporting cast throughout Dak Prescott's entire career, to be honest. But that's enough Dak talk for one day, Jacob, unless you want to say one more thing. You look like you want to say something.
I want to close with something really quickly. With this new contract that Dak has, as it stands, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, and left tackle Zach Martin are currently 4 players on the Dallas Cowboys that are being paid top 5 in terms of annual salary in their position in the NFL.
Wow. And with it being said, that is going to wrap up this kind of short episode discussing the Dak Prescott contract extension. Now, let me guys know what your opinions are about the whole Dak Prescott contract situation on Twitter or YouTube, you know, whatever it is. I love to hear you guys' opinions. You guys have been killing it in the comment section for some of these podcast clips that I've been posting on YouTube. I absolutely love seeing your guys' engagement with the content. I really do enjoy it. And also, be sure to go check out the episode right after this one, where me and Jacob discussed our first round mock draft picks. Absolutely had a blast recording that episode and filming that episode. So be sure to check out that as well. And without further ado, I'll see you guys next time.